Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Alright, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Lord, Father, we thank you for this order trying to provide for us. And we thank you that you allowed some of the ponds to fill back up and the wells to be filled back up. We ask that you be with the brothers and sisters throughout this world. Give them strength and courage that they need. Be with those who are traveling. Help them and bless them also. Be with those who are hearing the word. Let them have ears that are open. Let them be able to understand and do as it says. Let them be able to obey. Father, we ask that you be with all the families here and let them be able to understand and hear too. We ask that you continually watch over us and help us be able to pick up our cross and follow after you in all things. We ask these things in your sweet and precious name we pray. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Alright, we're in 2 Corinthians. Oh, thank you. Alright. Do we remember what happened in 27? Who was the king that was reigning during that time?
Jotham.
That's right, Jotham. Did he do the things of the Lord or not? Did he walk as the way of the Lord? He says, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all of that his father Uzziah had done, although he did not enter into the temple of the Lord, as we remember before, and his father did walk into the temple and was cursed. Now we'll go to 28, and he had passed away, and in 28 his son, Ahaz, had taken over. We'll go here in verse 1. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord, as his father David had done. For he walked in the ways of a king of Israel, and made molded images for the bells. He burned incense in the valley of the sons of Hemon, and burned his children in the fire according to the abomination of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on hills and under every green tree. And it didn't sound like he was wanting to obey it. He was going in a totally different direction. Therefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Samaria. They defeated him and carried away a great multitude of them as captives and brought them to Damascus. Then he was also delivered into the hands of the king of Israel, who defeated him with a great slaughter. For Perkah, the son of Ramallah, killed 120,000 in Judea in one day. I did some little bit of research, and the last census for Springfield was 160,000. Just in the city, in the whole outside metro area was over 460,000. So if we just look at the actual city inside, it was almost, which was 30,000 more, but 120,000 would be almost taken and killing everyone in the city of Springfield. That's how great in one day. And as we were doing the math last night, we were sitting there thinking in a 12-hour fighting period, that would be 10,000 people killed in 1 hour. That's just a tremendous amount. And as we continue on, we'll see what happened here. It says, all valiant men, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. So here Ahaz was doing wrong, and the people also did wrong. They had walked with the king and doing wrong. And therefore they were slaughtered, these valiant men. Great, mighty, powerful men of war. They were all slaughtered, 120,000. Here's some good names here. Diarca, Zachira, a mighty man of Ephraim, killed Mattathiah, of a king's son, as right come by officer over by house in Elkanah, who was second command, who was second to the king. So he went in there and he killed the king's son, and he killed the king, the next to be the line of the king. So therefore, he was trying to defeat that line, so that line wouldn't come up anymore. I'm going to place something. Okay, there you go. Thank you. And the children of Israel carried away captives of their brethren, 200,000 women, sons, and daughters, and they also took away much spoil from them and brought the spoil to Samaria. 200,000. That's just the new Springfield, and a little bit of the urban area. Imagine rounding those people up and carrying them away. We did a little bit of math again, and we figured out you put them two to two, one in front of the other, and they're shoulder to shoulder two, that would be 18 miles long. So imagine one person here and one person here, 18 miles long. That's how many people were walking and being held captive. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Otis. And he went out before the army and came to Samaria and said to them, "Look, because the Lord God of your father was angry with Judea, he has delivered them into your hands. But you have killed them in a rage that reached up to heaven. And now you propose to force the children of Judea and Jerusalem to be your male and female slaves. But are you not also guilty before the Lord your God? Now hear me, therefore, and return the captives whom you have taken captive from your brother, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you." Then some of the heads of the children of Ephraim, as Reah, the son of Jahamun, Beer-Chia, the son of Mes-Shel-Lam, the son of Shalom, and Asmath, the son of Hadad, stood up against those who came from the war, and said to them, "You shall not bring the captives here, for we already have offended the Lord. You intend to add to our sins and to our guilt, for our guilt is great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel." So the armed men left the captives and the spoils before the leaders and all the assembly. Then the men who were designated by name rose up and took the captives, and from the spoil they clothed all who were naked among them, dressing them and giving them sandals, gave them food and drink, and anointed them. And they let all the feeble ones ride on donkeys. So they brought them to the brethren of Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned to Samaria. Okay, here they are trying to do right in front of God. Here they, the ones who were naked, they took the spoils, the plunder, the stuff that they went and stole. They stole it, and they clothed the ones who were naked, and gave them food and water. Because here they are on a big journey, and they were probably hungry and thirsty, because they were captive, and they weren't probably taken care of very well. And these designated men, who we had named at the beginning, had decided that we need to do what's right in the Lord's eyes. So they were actually trying to correct what they had done wrong. And they were doing the things that actually the Lord had commanded us to do. He said, "You're going to separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep are the ones who fed me when I was hungry, clothed me when I was naked, and visited me when I was in prison and took care of me when I was sick." So there's some more aspects in this in the Old Testament that here they are trying to do the same thing that the Lord had commanded. At 16, at the same time, King Ahaz sent to the king of Asria to help him. And again, the Edomites had come, attacked Judea, and carried away captives. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of a lower land and of the south of Judea, and had taken Beth Shira, Ajon, Ginnath, Shon with its villages, and Hamon with its villages, and Gamzo with its villages, and they dwelled there. For the Lord brought Judea low because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he had increased moral decline in Judea and had continually unfaithful to the Lord. So, due to he was not being faithful to the Lord and obeying the commandments that was during that time period, the Lord had brought them low. I mean, to the point where they are now being invaded and being ruled by other nations. They were no longer being able to live life in God's eyes. Also, Tiglath, king of Asria, came to him and distressed him, and did not assist him. For Ahaz took part of the treasure from the house of the Lord, from the house of the king, and from the leaders, and he gave it to the king of Ahaz, but he did not help them. So he was not being helpful in any way. He took the goods, but didn't return anything in return. He knew that it was not good because he was not walking in the way. Now in the time of his distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. This is that King Ahaz. For he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which had defeated him, saying, because the gods of the king of Syria help them, I will sacrifice to them, that they may help me. But they were all run of him and all of Israel. So he was looking upon another nation and saw that, hey, they defeated me and their gods took care of them. I think I'll go serve their gods now. He was just totally ran away from God. Now he's going to go do something that's an abomination. He's going to go serve another god. He's giving incense to him, praises of him. So Ahaz gathered the articles of the house of God, cut in pieces the articles of the house of God, shut up the doors of the house of the Lord, and made for himself altars in every corner of Jerusalem, and in every single city of Judea. He made high places to burn incense to other gods, and provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. Now the rest of his acts and all his ways, from first to last, indeed, they were written in the book of the kings of Judea in Israel. So Ahaz rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city in Jerusalem. But they did not bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel. Then Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his place. So he served at the age of 20. He served 16 years, and all 16 years were evil. Evil being served. He did not turn to the Lord, even after the Lord brought him very low. He actually ran away and started serving a different god. And that is, he even cut the articles in the Lord's house and shut the doors, and no longer allowed to go in there and worship in the house of the Lord. And then made altars throughout the town for people to go serve these different gods. Wow. Just the way this walked away. All right, what were they supposed to?
They're supposed to tell you about Jesus.
Oh, man. You want to tell me about Jesus? Go ahead, you're starting to stand up.
He walked on the water.
He walked on the water. Go ahead.
He made everything.
He made everything? Okay, he was with the Word. That's right. Go ahead.
In John 2, there's a story about Jesus turning water into wine.
Was that his first act? Do you know if that was his first act in the human ministry?
What?
Was that his very first thing he'd done? You know if that was his first thing since he came out of wilderness?
No.
That was his first thing he'd done since he came out of wilderness.
In Luke 3:22, it said that after he was baptized, the Holy Ghost came upon him like a dove.
Go ahead.
Oh. When Peter cut off the ear of a servant when he was being executed, he healed it back on.
Back on. What did he say to Peter also? You know, words?
Put away that sword.
And those who fight this sword die of
the sword. Go ahead. He fought the sword and he died for the fishing all night and they captured the fish.
Go ahead.
It's about when Jesus came on the other side of the sea and
Okay. That's pretty good, boys. Right. You go ahead.